If you've had a total joint replacement, it doesn't mean your activity needs to end. You just need to go about it the right way. Ryan Smith is a board-certified orthopedic specialist at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Ryan, what are some common joint replacement cases you deal with in the clinic?
You know, we see a lot of total joint cases at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. You're going to see three main categories. First is going to be total knee. It's the most common total joint you're going to see out there. Also, a total hip. And then last is going to be a total shoulder, which is a little bit more uncommon and a pretty challenging case. But we see a lot of total hips and total knees.
What role does physical therapy play in recovery?
Well, the thing that we're looking for immediately post-op, which those patients aren't going to see us, they're going to see somebody in the hospital, is to just help you get up and get moving. And it's important to be involved in that and start learning some basic exercises to do at the house. But shortly thereafter, your physician should make a referral over for physical therapy, which is going to be aimed primarily at helping keeping your joint from getting stiff. One of the things that can happen is if you don't move that joint, you can get a contracture, which is a tightening of the soft tissue around there. In addition, with the movement that we do with you, it helps a lot with pain relief. And as a result, that helps your brain calm down and help you be more comfortable about getting up and moving, because it's a big surgery. I mean, when they go in there, they're cutting the end of your bone off. They're putting a prosthetic piece in with some cement in most cases. So there's a lot of soft tissue inflammation and soreness afterwards. And then the next thing is that we really want to help get the muscles reactivated again around that joint. So when you have that much local trauma because the surgery is rough, there's a reflex in your body that shuts a lot of the muscles off around that area. And we have some special techniques and tools and exercises that we can give patients to help them get those tissues and muscles reactivated again.
For these common types of total joint replacements, what, generally speaking, are some of the time frames people can expect in terms of rehabilitation?
Well, the thing I always tell people for the first part, after a total joint, and really for any surgery for that matter, is 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. So the first 3 days is all about trying to get the anesthesia out of your system, you know, get home, try to figure out your way of how am I going to navigate after having this big surgery. And then it's 3 weeks after that of trying to help your body start learning how to move again and take care of your activities of daily living and things of that nature. And then after those 3 weeks, then there's 3 months most of the time for most patients of some in-house physical therapy recovery, where we're aimed at, again, restoring your motion in your joint, getting your muscles reactivated, increasing your endurance, and helping you understand what you need to do for the long run to help you get back out to the things that you love to do. But ultimately, you know, and I always try to tell everybody this on the front end, because I think sometimes people don't fully understand what they're getting into. But I mean, it's a full 9 to 12 month recovery to come back from a surgery of that nature, because it just takes a long time for your bone to heal.
So during that 9 to 12 month recovery period, what are some things that patients should watch out for? What are some cautions that you give them?
Well, depending on the type of surgery, there's going to be certain precautions that are given to you during the healing process. So for instance, in certain total hip procedures, there are certain movements that we don't want the patient to do until those soft tissues heal, and we go over those things. But the biggest thing, the mistake that most everybody makes, and they'd have a suboptimal outcome on a total joint, is they don't get rid of the swelling. And so what ends up happening is they do one of two things. They don't move enough, so they get stiff and their joint gets really swollen, never getting that fluid moved out of there. Or the more common thing we see is they do way too much, way too fast, particularly men. Men are really bad about that, you know, because we think we can do anything. And we don't always listen very well, whereas women are much wiser in that sense. So what will happen is you'll go out, let's say, for instance, in a total knee, you go out and you think, you know, I should be able to walk 3 miles, and you know, your knee isn't ready for that yet. And when you get in that night, your knee is blown up like a grapefruit, and you blow it off and you do it again the next day. Well, that chronic swelling in your joint like that creates a lot of long-term problems. And that's the thing I really tell everybody about, is you've got to respect what your body is telling you. And one of the biggest things after a total joint is swelling. And we'll teach you a lot of different ways in which to manage that and how to respect that.
Whether it's joint replacement rehabilitation, physical therapy, or chiropractic services you need, the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab has specialists in each of these areas to address your needs in the most comprehensive and effective way. Call them today at 918-743-3737.